is Josh Cohen and the home team. Listen live worldwide on any smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. This is ESPN 106.3.
It is the day after Super Bowl edition of Josh Cohen and the home team for the ride home. We head into the cocktail hour, a tradition unlike any other. Quick flashback to the previous segment in which Dean Thomas, you could hear talking distantly in the background with his mic off, beginning to tell you about IceBot, and then turning his mic on and saying, I forgot to turn my mic on. we knew that.
Yeah.
Because we could hear you like, let me tell you guys about
great job.
I knew something was going on. I was like, what's going on? Yeah.
What did Frank Sinatra say about the cocktail hour?
It's the cocktail hour. Screw the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh.
It's the cocktail hour. For me, it is, right?
Cocktail hour is being brought to you by the Gorgeous Gardens Mall. It's more than just shopping.
It really is. There's shopping. There's light bites. There's restaurants. There's a place for your kids to play.
Did you say light fights?
Light bites.
Oh, light bites. I said light fights.
No, light
bites. I was like,
bites.
They got laser tag at the mall now?
I wouldn't doubt it. There's so many new things coming to the Gardens Mall in 2024. You never know. But if you need some home stuff, if you need athletic wear, they've even got a car store in there, but they've got all new things coming in 2024, and you should go check it out. Everything all under one roof, I-95 and PGA Boulevard. It is the premier shopping destination in Palm Beach County.
A car store?
They have a Tesla store in there. They have a Tesla store.
There's a Tesla dealership inside?
Inside the Gardens Mall. They've got everything.
But what if you want a test drive?
You could just drive it around the mall.
In the mall, like the Blues Brothers?
Maybe. I haven't tried it out yet, but they have a Tesla store.
Donuts around the fountain?
Yeah.
Kind of scary.
You never know.
Yeah.
It's upstairs, too.
That would be Tina, who got drunk last night and passed out at a party.
I did not get drunk.
That's Tina, who got buzzed last night and passed out at a party.
I did get buzzed, but I was
tired.
It was
an outdoor Super Bowl viewing party.
It was. It was actually really cool. We had like a blow-up screen, a projector.
Inflatable.
And inflatable pool. Yeah.
An inflatable screen with a projector.
Yeah.
Right.
So inflatable pools.
You can look up in the sky, see the stars. You can watch UFOs fly around.
Yes, it was beautiful. And the weather was amazing. And then there was even some inflatable pools that didn't have like water in it or anything.
People just use it as a couch.
Yeah. It was awesome. Yeah. And I just was a little comfy in my inflatable pool and I fell asleep.
No, you
in
passed
overtime.
Out.
I passed out in overtime.
Right. There's a difference. Again, there's a difference between falling asleep and passing out.
My friend's dog kind of woke me up when it nudged my head.
And then what happened in the game at that point?
I was only passed out for like a minute or two.
Who falls asleep during overtime of the Super
Bowl? When it's almost 11 o'clock?
Who passes out? A lot of people. Who falls asleep? Go with pass out. Because a lot of people did that. Falling asleep during overtime, there's no excuse for that.
Yeah, there's no excuse for that. But passing out, like, because like I was drinking, you know, it was a little tired.
I don't want to say that, though. I was just tired.
Were you drinking?
I was.
So you don't want to say it, but you were.
Yeah.
But that's not why. I was tired. It was past my bedtime.
Your act is tired. That's what's tired.
Whatever.
Your act is tired, Missy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm. Whose act is more tired, hers or C-Cat's joke hour?
That's never tiring. Championship of cringe?
Yeah.
It's Comedy Spotlight today. We're gonna have three bangers from C-Cat back to back to back.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that as well. Halftime of the Super Bowl is always a conversation the day after. There's always critique on the performer and the performance and also on the guests and the production. I thought Usher and that production was fantastic.
Me too.
I've seen people online saying it was the best ever, which is a little bit of an exaggeration. I see people saying it was the worst ever. I think that's a bit of an exaggeration. Tina, you didn't necessarily love Usher's performance last night. Why not?
I give it like a 6
racist.
Out of 10.
Because you're racist.
I was thinking.
No
I'm
way.
Like,
I listened to Usher all week to prep myself. I even listened to his new album all day yesterday to be prepared for any new songs he was going to.
He wasn't going to play new songs.
I didn't know. No. I prepared myself.
Would it have been better for you if Justin Bieber were performing?
No, it wasn't even that. I really like Usher. I just felt like it was so short.
Usher. That's what halftime is.
But Rihanna felt like an hour last
year. She was out there by herself.
And it was boring.
It was not boring. She was amazing.
But she wasn't doing much.
She
was walking around top of the thing.
She was floating in the air. She was doing a lot of things.
Mm.
I will say, though, the rollerblade, like the roller skates, that was impressive.
Roll bounce.
By him
I'm
yesterday.
Just saying,
oh, my gosh.
Usher held it down for the city of
and
Atlanta.
Then him, someone
he held
asked
it down
me,
for the ATL.
Someone asked me at the party, are Alicia Keys and Usher like a thing? I go, no, but like they look like it. Like they looked good.
They look like a problem. Also, Jermaine Dupri looked like he was doing a CeeLo Green impression.
He did look like CeeLo Green. You know what? When I first, that's what I thought it was at first.
I thought it was CeeLo too.
He looked like B-Lo Green.
Yeah. I thought it was CeeLo Green, and I thought it was Dame Dash, and then I said, wait a minute, that's just
Luda too. Love Ludacris.
So it takes a little bit, right? We go to halftime in the game, and now they got to bring out and set up the stage and set everything up. Mm-hmm. They did that finally, and then we're ready. Nah, the Apple Music halftime performance, and then the crowd, the lights start to go down, and then, look, it's Vegas. So they put on a show every home game. Mm-hmm. I've been in that stadium. I was there for the first Monday Night Football game ever with fans in attendance. And they had, at halftime, they had Ice Cube performing.
What?
At a Monday Night Football game.
Really?
Yeah. Bruce Buffer. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. So the whole Vegas
the whole
is a show.
Thing, yeah.
It's a production. So you knew they were going to get that right. You knew they were going to get that right. Take a listen to halftime and the beginning of this, because you get a feel for the band and the horns and the crowd. And then Usher, who, by the way, was actually singing. Take a listen as he got started last night.
I love this song, too. And every lover, yeah. And you know my life, I keep loving them tears.
This is the jam.
Good song.
I can't figure it out.
True player for real.
This is the theme song. Ow!
He transitioned, right? He came out, came big, you know, and then he transitioned. Second song, kind of, and then everybody settled in. You hear the crowd settle in. I thought he killed it.
I thought he killed it, too.
I love
man.
That song,
thought
too.
He was great. And then he brought out the amazing, incomparable Alicia Keys, who, in a case of irony, you'll hear in just a moment, did not live up to her last name, which is not her real last name. Alicia Keys took the last name, the showbiz name Keys, tribute to Stevie Wonder, Songs in the Keys of Life. Keys, the musical Keys,
mm-hmm. right?
Tribute to John Legend, last name not Legend, chose Legend because healthy ego. Good for him. Good for him. But you got, imagine the balls
I know.
to name yourself John Legend. Like yeah, you got to right. have yeah. a set.
Right.
Good for Arnold. Isn't that with the balled up fist? And then
oh,
John
yeah,
looks
yeah.
Like?
He looks just like Arnold with the balled up fist.
remember that little kid that was hanging out with Barack Obama that looked just like John Legend? And then Chrissy was tweeting it out going, what's my husband doing on Obama's lap? Take a listen, because Alicia Keys now introduced. She's on the piano, and she's got this flowing red outfit with this enormous long train, like a red satin flowing train. It almost looked like when you're in elementary school with the parachute, where you all sit
in a
circle.
Yes.
It almost looked like that. But Alicia Keys, again, last name Keys, Songs in the Keys of Life, Stevie Wonder, she was in the wrong key. Listen to her voice crack on the first two notes that she sings.
Some people.
Dean, that looks surprise on your face.
I didn't.
That look of surprise on your face. You didn't. Tom!
I didn't recognize it at first until, wow.
She pulled a Peter Brady.
She did.
When it's time to change.
Oh, no.
Listen to it one more time, because people were shocked to hear this. Listen one more time.
Some people want it all, but I don't want nothing at all.
That was Alicia Keys getting started. So if you thought to yourself, wait, I know I was drinking last night. People probably are like, did I hear? No, you're hearing things. C-Cat's laughing already, because this is today's episode of...
What the hell did you just say?
And today it is being presented by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Details coming up in just a moment. First, though, let's get back to the lecture at hand. You heard Alicia Keys. Some people. You're probably thinking to yourself, man, I swear she sounded, you were drinking. Yeah, but nah, you're in a loud party. You didn't hear it right. Well, you heard what she sounded like. If you go to YouTube today, the NFL has changed the audio. The NFL has changed history. They basically deepfaked this. Listen to what it sounds like today through the NFL when you hear Alicia Keys sing the same exact part she sang last night. Listen.
Some people,
they fixed it.
How did they do that?
What do you mean how? They went back and edited. They changed the note. They changed history.
Yeah.
How many people made a bet with someone? I'll bet you whatever you want to bet. I'll bet you $100. I'll bet you that vacation in Jamaica. She definitely, and they go back and say, I told you. This is, it should be a disclaimer. You got to leave things as they are. I know you want to clean it up, but that's part of what
that's
it really was.
That's part of what happened. That's history.
You're still amazing, Alicia Keys.
You can't believe what you see or what you hear anymore.
Right.
As a result of that. Take a listen to Usher and Alicia Keys as they were duetting, and they were both in the same key, which was the right key. Listen.
It's the only way we know how to rock. It started when we were younger. Now another brother's taking over, but it's still in your eyes.
Yes, my baby.
See, no matter how I try to hide it, you know there's another man who's in my life. You will always be my oh, my oh, my oh, my oh.
My what?
My oh, 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 my
oh.
First of all, that band sounds amazing.
I do. The horns.
The percussion is amazing. The horns are amazing. It's Vegas. It's Usher's. You can tell. Like this, the music was tight. The band was tight. Alicia tightened it up when she figured out some people when she got that together. So these two have chemistry. He's a very sensual, smooth performer. She's a very sensual, smooth performer. They obviously have chemistry. They obviously are fond of one another. But you got to be careful with that because you know how people are.
Right.
They start to read into things. And they start to go, oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. These two look a little too comfortable with one another. Now, they're entertainers. They're putting on a show.
Yeah.
If it was in a movie, they wouldn't say nothing, right? But since it's like this, they go, what's going on? So people are all over the internet saying, yo, Swiss Beatz, who's the husband of one Alicia Keys, may not be pleased. People are saying, well, hold on, Usher's got a wifey. Wait a second. And so Swiss Beatz went and shut that down real quick. He posted on Instagram, y'all talking about the wrong damn thing. Y'all don't see that amazing dress covering the entire stadium? Tonight's performance was nothing but amazing with two amazing giants. Congrats, Usher. And my love, Alicia Keys. That song is a classic. We don't do negative vibes on this side. We make history. Peace. Emoji. Go see Giants at Brooklyn Museum. It's open until July. Blessings. That's an exhibit I guess they have going on. So Swiss Beatz shut that down right quick, but you'll notice Usher's aware of the situation. Sometimes people are just a little too sexy. Sometimes people can be. Elvis used to be a little too sexy. It was a problem. He is, when he's embracing her, when he's putting his arm, he's not hugging tight. There's not. You'll notice that he's doing that thing where it's like, I'm kind of holding you, but I'm not. Because he's aware of how that will look, how that will play. Problem is, they're both just too damn smooth and too damn sexy, so it comes off that way. But if you watch it again, you'll notice he's doing that kind of air thing, that kind of barely touching you, holding the thing, but not pulling you in tight, squeezing you. Like, was that Bieber a couple years ago? Who was doing? Was it Lil Sean or Big Sean rather, and Ariana Grande?
But they were dating, I think.
But somebody's with their ex, Selena Gomez, Ariana Grande. Justin Bieber, Big Sean. There was one of those where it's like, yo, he's being a little bit too in
maybe
front
Ariana
of,
Big Sean. They were like not together.
C-Cat?
I'm putting myself in the shoes of someone where if that was my girlfriend being Alicia Keys, that was my wife, or if a girl, Usher was her husband, her boyfriend, I still would not like that at all.
But trust me, C-Cat, if that was your girl and Usher did that, you wouldn't be able to do a damn thing about it.
No, but then he took his shirt off afterwards.
And you'd be like, all right, I get it. I understand.
A lot of fish in the sea.
I'm gonna expound upon what Dean said. C-Cat, if that were you and that were your girl and Stephen Hawking did that, you couldn't do a damn thing. Rest in peace, Stephen Hawking, by the way. What the hell did you just say? It was brought to you by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Car accident, truck accident, slip and fall. My friends Mark Anajar and Glenn Levine will fight for you. They do not get paid unless you get paid. They will fight to get you the maximum compensation you deserve. Call Anajar and Levine for your free consultation. Don't settle for just any attorney. Demand Anajar and Levine and the Anajar and Levine difference. It takes one phone call to begin to take back control of your life, so do that. Take back control of your life. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733 for Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Take back control of your life. He's too sexy and smooth. She's too sexy and smooth. And even though he was keeping a little bit of that buffer, it wasn't tight squeezing in that. It did feel like, oh, these two guys, they got chemistry. That's why.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's okay.
They're stars.
They're supposed to. Literally.
Yeah.
That's your job. Your job is to have chemistry, and your job is supposed to be to elicit that. But they just look good together.
Yeah.
And they sounded good together. Mm-hmm. You know.
I'm just saying, I'd be having that same problem, too, when I be singing my songs.
We're about to find out.
You can't dance like that.
No, you can't dance like that. You can't move like that.
I can sing like that, though.
By the way, Usher had spoken last week about doing this for the culture and black culture and the black experience and lots of things being integrated into the performance that I forgot that he said that last week. And then I guess during the performance, there were things that I wasn't looking for or cognizant of. Plus, it was halftime and I'm figuring out, you know, Hard Rock Bet and second half lines and team total points and all that. Thank you, Hard Rock Bet, by the way. Good day yesterday. The band uniforms, Jackson State University, and then a historic black fraternity, part of the choreography and representation of the dance. He wore Michael Jackson glove.
I did notice that.
On his left hand.
Yeah.
There were many other elements that were true to what he promised, and that was to represent the culture and integrate into a Super Bowl halftime show. So, well done on all fronts by Alicia Keys and Usher, with help from Jermaine Dupri, Lil Jon, and
Ludacris,
as well as who else?
Who was the girl playing the guitar? Her, yeah.
Oh, her, yeah.
H-E-R. She was good.
Nationwide is on your side.
Mm-hmm. She's good.
Yeah, she's good. She's no Janelle Monáe, but she's good.
She's good, though.
Yeah, very good. Continuing on, the NFL fixed that, as you know. You heard the difference in that. One thing that the NFL couldn't fix was a game interruption. Tony Romo and Jim Nance pointing out during the game that now there's a streaker or streakers on the field, partial streakers, I guess. I guess it means some of their clothes are off, but not all of them. Take a listen how CBS handled this in real time.
Oh, we got people on the field.
Oh, my goodness, we do. We got a streaker on the other. Well,
there's a partial streaker.
Partial streaker, off. Yeah.
But we can't talk about it. Well, one thing, though.
Partial streakers. We can't talk about that. What he means by that is don't draw attention to it. That's why the cameras didn't show it, because they don't want other people then to be like, oh, we can get on TV in front of
right. Yeah,
people.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right. How did Kevin Harlan handle it? He's a different type of professional. Tina's boy, Kevin Harlan. Here's his radio call in Westwood One when the alleged supposed streakers. Listen to the terminology he uses for the people that are on the field. Listen.
Third down and 8. Low snap, knee high, backpedaling. Here's a throw. Caught at the 40-yard line. Got down to the 39. Grabbed in the play by Hardman on the short pass. And a fan has come out on the field and running in his hit. The ball was caught and the gain was to the 39. And they have stopped play with security all over the interlopers. And we have stopped play. Two were on the field. 5:19, third quarter.
Wow. I almost wondered if they were stopping it before.
Fourth down.
Before the snap, but I guess not. Bodies come running out from the other end zone.
Chiefs are going to go for a field goal here.
He's got no patience for this.
Well, he incorporated it like it was a part of the play.
Right. Yeah.
Calling it like I see it.
Yep.
Right? Just calling it like it's part of it. I got to tell you what's happening. But notice he's not saying this is disgraceful.
Yeah.
Or, wow, they're running in a spiraling motion. A large figure eight. He's wearing a red T-shirt. His buttocks is exposed.
He just
interlopers. Spit it out,
yeah, and then just done.
He referred to them as the interlopers. Which, by the way, was I thought was a sitcom, a spinoff from Three's Company.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, there was the Ropers.
the Ropers,
the
yeah.
Ropers, not the interlopers. Got it. Much better. Kevin Harlan is a national treasure.
He is. I love him.
We could never forget the Honeylicious call with Kurt Warner.
Never.
In that moment. People do this because they try to bet offshore that someone will run on the field and they try to bet on themselves.
Oh, really?
We've seen in the last couple of years, there have been a couple instances of people that bet, you know, that with sports books, but these are primarily offshore ones.
Mm-hmm.
The rules on that have changed. And the maximums changed because people were betting as much as they could and then doing it themselves. But then the law was like, hold on, we're going to fine you, you know, $50,000 to discourage people from doing this. It's a security issue, obviously.
Yeah.
But if somebody's in the building paid all that money to get a ticket to get in, or maybe they're a volunteer somehow, like, please don't run the field. Mm-mm. Like I get it, but they're not going to show you anymore on TV.
Yeah. I mean, it's dangerous too.
I like when somebody runs on the field and then they get laid out.
That's what I'm about to say. Yeah. Like if the linebacker sees them and just like, pow.
Yeah, that's what I enjoy the most of all the above. Coming up when we return, commercials. Some better than others. Which ones did we really enjoy or find entertaining and amusing? You'll actually get to hear them. These are ones you don't even need to see the pictures to appreciate. Plus, Travis Kelce singing new songs. And it's not the Beastie Boys. It's Elvis Presley. How did he do? And how does Dean Thomas pay tribute? Dean said that he's smooth like Usher. We're about to hear Dean try to be smooth like Elvis Presley.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do that when we come back. First, though, Bud's Chicken and Seafood. I had Bud's last night for, you know, that big tackle football game.
Mm-hmm.
I had Bud's Friday here during our Super Friday. And I couldn't chew anything Saturday or Sunday. Had a couple cocktails last night. Took my Tylenol. Guess who was back in the saddle?
Who?
With Bud's Chicken and Tenders. This guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did have to microwave it to soften it up a little bit. So I didn't get all my crisp and crunch. But I got all that juicy flavor. The mac and cheese was perfect when I couldn't chew food. So I could kind of gum that over on the right side. Bud's Chicken and Seafood is without question the greatest fried chicken in Palm Beach County. We know that, not questionable, because the people voted and decided. The greatest chicken tenders you've had in your life because it's made of tenderloin, USDA classified tenderloin. The best sides, macaroni and cheese, creamy, put a little hot sauce on there. Macaroni salad, potato salad, vouched for by Thomas, Big Boy Thomas from the amphitheater, who says best potato salad on the planet. Dean is partial to the crinkle cut french fries.
That's my favorite.
And what are you dipping them in? The Bud sauce, the honey mustard, what?
Honey mustard, for sure.
You got the best dipping sauces. Bud's got 6 locations in Palm Beach County. It's family owned and operated. They are the American dream. They remain the American dream. And by that we mean family owned and operated since 1957. Taking on the major corporations. They are making stuff, cooking stuff, fresh as you order. And it's just better ingredients and better food. Right now, for a limited time, Seafood Fest is back at Bud's Chicken and Seafood. That means butterfly coconut shrimp.
Mm.
With that sauce you dip it in. That means oyster dinner and deep fried crab cakes and crab cake dinners, as well as the best fried fish sandwich anywhere in town, which is what they do every single day of the year regardless. Go to budschicken.com, order for pickup, delivery, or order just to sit down ahead, order it so when you get there, ready for you. But order for delivery, pickup, or ahead, as I said, by going to budschicken.com. budschicken.com. Bud's Chicken and Seafood is...
Bud's Chicken and Seafood, yum, yum.
So what's a seafood? It's not how it goes. That's Bud's.
Well, it's not how you say it either.
Chicken and Seafood,
yum, yum, yum.
There you go. Chicken and Seafood, and you
yum,
do it. You,
yum.
But you say chicken and...
Seafood, Me and Usher.
We need Usher. Yeah, we do. When we come back... What did I pick is the two most entertaining and engaging commercials of. You didn't love the commercials this year.
I didn't love them at all.
These two I thought were great. The ones you're about to hear. Tina, you didn't love them either.
Nah, not really. They're okay.
We're drunk.
It's the only time.
Yeah, I was not.
You were drunk. Plus, one movie trailer did get to me a little bit. I was like, oh. When I opened up my phone to see the full trailer. We'll tell you which one that was. It is the home team. Back in moments on ESPN 106.3.
This is Josh Cohen and the home team. Listen live worldwide on any smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. This is ESPN 106.3.
Home team for the ride home on the day after Super Bowl. It is bittersweet. We loved the game. We loved football season. It's bittersweet because I'm bitter that Dean and Tina find it sweet.
Yeah.
There's no more football.
I can't wait to watch not watch football.
You can't wait to not watch not?
Yeah, I can't wait to watch not watch football.
C-Cat, can you help translate that?
No, I cannot.
Tina, you want to help your boy?
No. That...
You can't wait to not watch.
Right.
But not,
I'm going to watch myself not watching it.
You had one extra knot that you didn't need.
Yeah.
You had one other knot. You had one extra knot that you did not require. Coming up in just a second, the two commercials I found to be the most entertaining, amusing that you can hear on the radio without actually having to see them. They're that entertaining. First, though, a reminder that what you drive says a lot about you. And if what you're driving has the Ed Morse name on it, it says you expect a lot about your vehicle and from your vehicle. Ed Morse doesn't just sell vehicles. They stand behind them and behind each and every one of the more than 2 million people. You realize that? 2 million people have owned and driven and drive Ed Morse automotive vehicles. That's why the family-owned and operated Ed Morse Automotive Group of dealerships has been in business, family business, since 1946. It's coming up on 78 years of dedication. Dedication to customers, dedication to community. When Ed Morse says they got your back, believe them. You are backed by Morse. Ed Morse proudly supports the Miami Dolphins and many other fine organizations here in South Florida. Make sure your next vehicle is backed by Morse. Visit edmorse.com today. Edmorse.com, because you're always backed by Morse. Which car commercial, speaking of automotive, which car commercial did I really enjoy last night? You guys want to guess? Tina,
I'm going to guess.
Is it Volkswagen or Volvo? I know it was the V.
It was neither of them.
It was the BMW one with Christopher Walken.
It was the BMW one with Christopher Walken. Does Dean Thomas know his boy or what?
I know. I just had a feeling.
Christopher Walken has a unique way of speaking. I figured out the game. You know, everyone has a Walken impression. Everyone can do. I figured out your game. Wow. Not nice. The way he talks is very unique. Everyone's got one. Tina, Christopher Walken, I figured out your game.
Not nice.
Just give it a, no, just, I'm saying spit it one time.
I don't know who that is.
I figured out.
Why?
I figured out.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, there it goes. Yeah,
everybody's got a Christopher Walken impression. Yes. See, Kat, let's hear you do Christopher. I figured out your game.
My name is Christopher Walken.
What?
I don't have
like a parrot.
I don't have.
What the hell did you just say?
I don't have one. Not everybody. Incorrect statement. I don't have
a lot of Sea Cat's impressions just become Italian.
Yeah.
Remember he was trying to do French the other day? The flip-flop joke, Felipe? Yeah.
Yes.
And he's like, Felipe flop. And I'm like, that's not French. That's Italian. Do your Christopher Walken one more time.
Christopher Walken.
That's not terrible. But a second ago, you said, my name is Christopher Walken. Yeah. Mamma mia.
Yeah, I don't have one. I've never watched it.
In the commercial, Christopher Walken, who is not a young man, he looks great. He has an electric. There's an all-new electric BMW, I guess. And so he's rolling in it, and everywhere he goes, people want to talk to him using his speech pattern, his cadence, if you will. So it's literally a spot where he's, you know, the valet does it. The waiter does it. The woman on the street walking her dog does it. Everyone is spitting him at him. And then in the restaurant, Usher is sitting there. And he says, don't you have somewhere to be? And then Usher, oh, yeah. He goes, yeah. And then he gets up and leaves. It's a little hint to halftime.
Yeah.
Take a listen.
Nice ride.
It's the real deal. 100% electric.
It's the real deal.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's annoying.
Of course. Enjoy your coffee. Careful, it's hot.
Thanks.
Your dog's so cute.
Yeah.
Ooh, so adorable.
Yeah,
wow.
Right. We both know
it's the man. Makes the clothes.
Come on.
You know, you look nice.
Okay. With that?
Hello, Mr. Walken. Does this table work for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did someone say yeah?
Don't you got somewhere to be?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's only one Christopher Walken and only one ultimate driving machine. The rest are just imitations.
Come on. Spray yourself.
The premise is everywhere he goes, people like the valet is doing an impression of him. Everybody, and he's like, yeah, okay. It's got to get old.
I'm sure that happens to him in real life too. Like just people
for sure.
Constantly.
Yeah. I can talk like you.
Yeah.
Must be constant.
Yeah.
The other spot I love, Dean, was which fellas?
Had to be the Dunkin'.
Had to be the Dunkings.
Yeah, the Dunkings.
The Dunkin' Donuts Dunkings. Ben Affleck. Matt Damon came up together. They're boys from childhood. They came up together. They're Boston guys. They wrote and created and starred in
Good Will Hunting.
One of our favorite movies. Oh, Oscar award winning Good Will Hunting.
Oh, yeah. that movie.
There are references to that movie in this commercial. Basically, what's happening is Jennifer Lopez, who is the wife, I guess, right, of Ben Affleck. Are they fiancé? Yes. They married again now?
They're married.
Okay, they're married now. She's, and then he shows up with his boys. He's got Tom Brady playing the DJ.
Yeah.
You got Damon. They're all wearing matching Dunkin' Donuts orange and with the purple.
Jumpsuits.
Like jumpsuit tracksuits. And Ben Affleck is so over the top. He's mocking himself. And you hear Matt Damon, who's like, I don't want to do this. I don't. No, I told you to do anything for you. This isn't it. Listen, this is a great spot that was hilarious because everyone's being self-deprecating. Tom Brady's making fun of himself and being goofy and hitting, you know, air horns.
Mm-hmm.
Affleck mocking himself. Damon mocking himself. And even Jennifer Lopez being in on the joke. Listen.
I don't think you should do this. Last year, she came to my work. Now I got to show her what I can do.
He's here.
Affleck on the track.
What up, Bronx? For your consideration, here comes the Boston Massacre. The Dumb Kings. Touchdown, Tommy on them keys.
Player coach.
Got it.
I'm open.
And needs no introduction, my partner.
Sometimes it's really hard to be your friend.
Maybe that's funny.
Dumb Kings.
Don't go away. Why you dunking me, girl? Why you dunking me?
Dunkin'!
How do you like them donuts? I'm so sorry.
Lay us on the track.
Are we going to be on the album?
We talked about this.
Let's go.
You're blinded by them pinstripes.
Wrap it up.
Here goes Babe Ruth.
Tom, you can stay.
You remember when I told you I'd do anything for you? This is anything.
Chill. They're naming a drink after us.
They named a drink after us. That was the Dunk Kings. Tom Brady makes fun of himself. There's a shot in there about being blinded by the pinstripes. Is that an A-Rod reference?
Yeah, it had to be.
So there's an A-Rod thing in there. So he's making fun of her, you know, his wife's ex in that sequence as well. He spits the line from Good Will Hunting. How do you like them apples,
right,
but donuts?
Yeah.
Don't want to do this.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. And at the end, you know, I say, do anything for you. This is anything.
That was the only commercial. Well, there was another one, but those were only two commercials that I liked.
What was the other one that you liked?
The old grandmother's chasing the little dude around. The
Doritos?
Dorito commercial. Yeah.
The Doritos spot.
Yeah.
All right. Tina?
I thought that was funny. The State Farm one with Arnold. Neighbor.
Oh, I thought that was whack.
Arnold who?
Nope. I knew it, but I said this. Yeah.
What
you're
going to
make me say this.
How you say his last name?
I can say it. Arnold Schwarzenegger. I thought that one was funny.
How you say his last name?
No, you guys can do it again.
It makes you nervous.
It does. You guys make me get nervous.
Get nervous about it. If you get nervous about it,
you guys
I know.
Make
if you get nervous about it, that's a problem.
No, it's not. You guys made me that way. You know,
it's very revealing.
No, it's not.
It says a whole lot.
If I wasn't here, you would say it.
No, that's not it.
What are you laughing about? What are you laughing about?
What's with you today?
What are you laughing about, C-Cat? What are you laughing about?
Funny joke. Dean's a hilarious person. I view him as an individual and equal as my own because I love Dean.
Dean is a hilarious person. He is. I bet if I wasn't here, you'd say it.
She does, too.
And she throws it around all the time.
Yep. No.
When you weren't, like, all summer, when she was on the show every day of the week with me, and you're in Bristol, Connecticut, mm-hmm, doing Ultimate Fighter.
No way.
Post-show, she's throwing it around all the time.
Yeah.
No.
Left and right.
No. You weren't even here, C-Cat. Shut up.
C-Cat, commercial that you loved.
I hated the walk-in one, sorry, but I love the Dunk Kings.
The walk-in BMW spot?
I sat there straight-faced. I didn't do anything for me.
That means it must be a good commercial.
Yeah.
It must be really fun. If you hated it, it must have been a great spot.
Also, any serious Super Bowl commercial, get it out of here. Like the religious ones, the presidential ones, I don't need to sit there and think longly about my morals.
I'll tell you what, two people had a lot of money yesterday I didn't realize. The Jesus people, they got big money. Jesus people ran like three spots and Temu.
Oh, yeah.
It blows my mind because I order from Temu and I'm telling you, 85% of everything I've ordered from Temu costs less than $9. I've returned 80% of what I've ordered from Temu. And 75% of the time with my returns, I say, just keep it. We'll give you the refund. Just keep it. In other words, what we sent you is so worthless. It costs more to ship it back. So just keep it and your money. Temu was like a dream come true for C-Cat. Because he would order things that are $3, $4, $3, $4. And for credit to his account, They're like, you can just keep it. If you want the credit to your account, fine. Just keep the stuff.
Yeah.
You would exploit the hell out of that.
Oh, hell yeah. My household already does.
You guys already do that to Timo?
And it's not even something I brought to the relationship. It's my girlfriend. Yeah.
I swear, Timo is a giant. I'm not, you know, listen, if they want me to endorse them, I buy stuff from you all the time. But I'm just saying, you must be a global drug money laundering operation.
Have that many Super Bowl commercials.
You had 4 Super Bowl commercials and you sell things that cost 39 cents.
Yep.
And they get shipped. I'm not joking. I got things from Timo that cost, I got a rubber spatula so I can get like all of the mayonnaise out of the jar. 39 cents.
Really?
Yep.
I don't understand how they manufacture that.
Money laundering.
It's got to be.
Money laundering. Coming up when we return, it's a 2-minute warning and we got C-Cat doing the comedy. Cringe comedy spotlight all by himself. Jokes 1, 2, 3, count them down in order. There you go. Truist, when you start with care, you get a different kind of bank. You get a better kind of bank. You get Truist is what you get. Checking, savings, credit cards, mortgages, loans, investments. Maybe, just maybe, you're about to have a baby or get married or go to college, buy a home, start a family. Truist says focus on that stuff. We'll take care of the banking stuff to make your life easier. And also, show you the meaning of care because we're partners in this. Not what people say that matters, it's what they do that matters, and Truist continues to show us what that's about in our communities. Check them out online, truist.com. Visit a branch. Pop in. You'll see, you'll feel exactly what I'm saying. Truist, because when you start with care, you get a better bank. The 2-minute warning is next. It's the home team on ESPN 106.3.
Josh Cohen and the home team. Listen live worldwide on any smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. This is ESPN 106.3.
We have reached a 2-minute warning on this Monday after Super Bowl, and the gang's all here. The UFC King of All Media, Dean Thomas.
Presente.
Spicy, sassy, passy, outy at the Super Bowl overtime, Tina.
I am here.
And the king of cringe comedy, Christian Cat.
I love football, man.
Good job.
We're very proud of you.
Yeah.
Someone has to.
Very happy for you. The comedy spotlight comes up in just a moment. I want to remind everybody about Brain Matters Research. I want to remind you that if you're 50 and over, please just go get a quick, absolutely free memory screening to see if you're all good, if you're not going to be at risk for dementia and its leading form Alzheimer's. If you're under the age of 50, that's okay. I'm sure you got people that you know and love who are 50 and over that you can have go to the website and go in to the offices on the Palm Beaches or the Treasure Coast for an absolutely no cost whatsoever memory screening. It should be part of your annual checkup regardless. There are 2 new groundbreaking FDA-approved treatments for Alzheimer's that show the ability to stabilize progression, even restore some issue. The study they have actually test your blood to see if you might have signs of memory loss as well. Brain Matters Research, they can't charge you, they won't charge you, there's nothing that they sell. But they're doing these studies because they're trying to make certain that people don't have to deteriorate for Alzheimer's and dementia so that people can keep their independence. You know, we think about Bruce Willis all the time. We're never going to see him publicly again. We're never going to hear from him again publicly. He's progressing rapidly, we understand. Our thoughts and prayers with he and the family. But knowing you can now do something, as we told you, the 2 groundbreaking FDA-approved treatments are doing just that. Memory disease can start 15 to 20 years before there might even be a symptom. You can be compensated for your time and your travel and participate with the study. There's no cost to you for anything whatsoever. Go to memoryscreeningsflorida.com. Memoryscreeningsflorida.com. Brain Matters Research, making your memories matter. Real quick, let's check the Twitter debate poll results on my Twitter at Josh On Air. Again, on Twitter at Josh On Air. Poll, how did you feel about Usher's halftime performance? A, it was okay. B, it was good. C, it was great. D, I didn't care for it. Tina, how'd they vote?
Great, 60%.
Dean.
I'm going to say good, 40%.
C-Cat.
I didn't care for it, 45%.
30%, it was okay. 25%, it was great. 23%, it was good. 22%, I didn't care for it. How'd you feel about Taylor Swift now compared to her first interactions with Chief Games this year? A, I like her more now. B, I like her less now. Or C, my opinion is unchanged. Dean.
Unchanged, 38%.
Tina.
Unchanged, 50%.
C-Cat.
Same as though, too, 55%.
Tina's a winner. Unchanged, 50%.
Mm.
31%, I like her more. 19%, I like her less. So look at that. She's actually winning people over. All right. You can vote on those on my Twitter at Josh On Air. Time now for Dad Joke Daily, the championship of cringe. C-Cat, Comedy Spotlight. Take it away.
Why should players wear armor to the Super Bowl?
Why? I don't know why.
Because it's a night game.
K-N-I.
Yep, yeah.
G-H-T.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did the football player say the last time out of the Super Bowl?
I don't know why.
The huddle is real.
Someone help me with that.
Can you repeat the joke?
Someone help me with that.
What did the football player say in the last time out of the Super Bowl? The huddle is real.
Does anyone have any idea what that means?
Can I explain
that?
I don't get it either, honestly.
That's the funny part.
Why are you telling it? Why are you telling it?
I thought you guys might have the answer.
Do you do any preparation in advance?
No, I did not.
The real producer here.
The real producer.
Yeah, Dean.
Yeah, Dean.
Back him up.
I'm just saying that.
We're just about out of time. Tomorrow, Dean will do Dina Oki paying tribute to Travis Kelce, paying tribute to Elvis Presley, okay? Coming up next, Freddie and Harry, then Amber and Ian, and then game night. We are back tomorrow at 4. Kids, remember, every day above ground
is a good day.
So say goodnight to the bad guy.
Good night, bad guy.
Have a great night. Be safe, be smart. Home team time, just about 6 p.m.